This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The world first rollout of the Pfizer vaccine is due to start on Tuesday in Britain. Dubbed V-Day by Health Secretary Matt Hancock, he has volunteered to take it live on television. Queen Elizabeth II has also said she will take the vaccine. Meanwhile, in the U.S., a federal panel of vaccine experts is meeting this week to consider Pfizer's vaccine and again next week for Moderna's. AP Shelley Adler reports.
Once the green light is hopefully given, the country's largest ever vaccination effort will start. Federal officials estimate 20 million people in the first priority group could be vaccinated by the end of the year. But the big question for infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci, when will everyone get the protection?
I would think by the time you get to the beginning of April, you'll start getting people who have no high priority.
Pharmacies, health clinics, and your doctor's office are the likely options to get the shot. Local health departments will also most likely run mass vaccination clinics. I'm Shelley Adler.
Southern California went into lockdown Monday, putting 20 million people under stay-at-home orders as the U.S. battles record COVID deaths. There are now new restrictions in California due to COVID-19. AP's Rita Foley reports.
California's new restrictions cover many parts of the state, ordering residents to stay home and closing businesses. Bobby Javanek in North Hollywood headed for the grocery store, telling KABC.
You got to do what you got to do because, I mean, look what happened last time. This store had plenty of toilet paper, so I don't have to worry about that, but who knows what we're going to have next week.
But across the country in New York City, it's back to school again for some children, preschool students and children in kindergarten through fifth grade. School Chancellor Richard Carranza says we've proven we can do it safely, and parents want that.